This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.
Farmers, it's time to be part of the progress. Plan your trip to Iowa this August for the 2024 Farm Progress Show, where tradition meets innovation. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art tech, engaging demos, and educational issues from industry experts. We'll see you in Boone, Iowa, August 27th through the 29th. Save on tickets now and learn more at farmprogressshow.com.
The 2024 Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting was held in San Diego, California. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, observed several new attendees this year.
One of the things that I've noticed here in San Diego as part of the Summer Business Meeting is we do have a lot of young faces, and they're not just here observing. They are here engaging. They are here making policies for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They're making policies for ANCW, and they're also engaging with Cattlemen's Beef Board. So that's very, very promising. But we have to make sure that we're doing our part as an association to keep that regulatory burden down so they can get in. There's a tremendous barriers to entry in this industry, as we all know. When you look at the price of cattle today, which if you got cattle is great, if you're trying to get them, that's a little tough.
NCBA can take steps to assist younger individuals in entering the industry.
But one area where NCBA can have a big influence is just making sure that that price of entry because of government regulations is as low as possible. And that is such a big focus of ours. Not only the regulation part, but also on taxes, for example. We're going to be facing a significant tax increase here in the next year, year and a half, if we can't maintain a lot of the tax incentives and tax decreases that were passed by the Trump administration. So things like the death tax, for example, that's going to also make it harder to keep younger producers in place. So those are all things that are part of our calculation to do what we can to incentivize younger producers to come in and take on these roles. Because as I said, we think the future is really bright for this industry, but we also need the people to come in and help us make sure that we're keeping land and grass and cattle on that grass.
For more information, visit ncba.org. To view the rest of this story, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our newsletter that delivers stories like this to your inbox every day. You've been listening to World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.